what covers the house?
A roof.
All right, what do you call the little things that hang down from the edge of the roof where the water might run off?
The eaves.
What do you call a little building that's used for storing wood or tools?
Tool shed.
All right, what would you call the cabinet or the closet in the kitchen where you might put canned goods? If it's...
I probably wouldn't call it a pantry.
What would you call it?
A kitchen cabinet.
What do you call a lot of old worthless things that you're about to throw away?
Junk.
What do you call a room that is used to store odds and ends in?
Closet.
What would you be doing if you were sweeping the floor? If you were sweeping the floor, if you were dusting, if you were polishing?
Cleaning house.
What would you use to sweep with?
A broom.
Years ago, on Monday, women usually did their...
washing.
All right, then on Tuesday...
ironing.
What might you call both washing and ironing together?
Laundry.
How do you get from the first floor up to the second floor in a two-story house?
Stairs.
Would you use a different term if those were inside of the house as opposed to outside of the house?
Probably. You'd probably call them steps outside.
All right. If you were sitting outside, and you would say you had a place outside your house where you could put chairs and things, what might you call that?
A porch.
All right. What would you call one, say, if it were off the ground? Would you call it anything different? Would you also call it?
No.
It would still be a porch. All right.
It might be a patio if it weren't off the ground.
Mm-hmm. Does size make any difference in what you call it?
Yeah, if it were very small, you'd call it a stoop.
All right. What do you call a long piece of furniture?
Couch.
With three cushions.
Couch.
Okay. And the reason I had to insert the three cushions, even though...
Sofa.
No. Even though you knew what I meant, if you were listening to the tape, I could be pointing to that, you know, and it wouldn't register. That's why I had to insert the three cushions to give him some kind of description. All right, the piece of furniture in your bedroom that has drawers in it and you put clothes in it.
A dresser.
All right. Are there two types of dressers to you? Would you distinguish a difference
the
by
reason
size?
I would call it a dresser would be because it had a mirror on it.
All right. If it didn't have a mirror, would it be something different?
Yeah.
What would it be?
I would probably call it a chest.
What term would you use to refer to all the tables, chairs, beds, whatever in your house?
Furniture. Junk.
No, I don't think that's true at all. What do you pull down over the windows if you didn't have Venetian blinds?
Shades.
All right. What do you call the little room off a bedroom where you hang your clothes?
Closet.
If you didn't have a built-in closet and you had to hang your clothes in something, would you have a term for what you might use?
For the piece of furniture?
Yeah.
A chiffon robe.
If a room is at the top of the house, just under the roof, what would you call it?
Attic.
All right, what's the room you cook in?
Kitchen.